Welcome back to Let's Just Podcast, and if you're listening to the podcast for the first time, welcome aboard, darling. Yay. And for those who listened to the last episode, I really want to apologize. I got some feel from me that my voice was low and stuff. I'm really sorry. I was kind of off balance that day, and I really don't know what happened, but I'm really sorry for my voice being low and all of that. I'm really sorry. Please still tune into the podcast because there's so many interesting things we're going to talk about. Thank you. No serious gist for today. We're just going to be talking about random stuffs happening since it's Friday, just to lighten up the mood. We all know the coronavirus, COVID-19, and everything that's there happening like a few weeks or months ago, and it has just changed everything across the globe, across the world. Different countries has been suffering deaths and all of that, and then the whole thing is so sad and scary because we don't know how long the virus is going to last for. We don't know if there's a solution. We don't know if tomorrow is going to end. We don't know how this thing is going to continue, if we're going to be in it throughout the year 2020. I mean, 2020 was one year that everybody was so, like, we were just waiting for the year because it's like, 2020, we're hearing about it, and it finally came, and this is it. We are battling with the virus and staying indoors, and so many things of our lives has been put on hold. Anyway, the boredom with the whole lockdown state is one thing that it's really, really out of this world. Like, I don't know what to do with myself anymore. I wake up at mornings, or I don't know if I should continue sleeping. I don't know if I should lay in bed all day. I just wake up, eat, sleep, wake up, eat, sleep. I'm sure a lot of you too are going through this. Miss going out to work, meeting your friends, and all of that. Man, it's sad. And sometimes I feel like using that office pen. I just feel like sticking things to my eyes. Probably it will just break the whole bottom and all of that. Okay, relax. I know that's scary. I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying. But anyway, seriously, this boredom is definitely getting out of hand. It is really, really getting out of hand. Like, seriously. But anyway, Shah, I know that's sad part of this boredom. Especially for the guys. You know, since the whole plague or the whole virus started and everything, the whole football leagues or football season has been on hold. And seriously, guys, have you been coping great with the whole, you don't get to see your favorite clubs play anymore, the argument to the boys? I know it's very hard, but really how guys can be about with football. Really? Sorry, guys, the Lord is your strength. Don't worry. Very soon, we'll get back to all the whole gist and everything. Yeah, the Lord is your strength. Continue hanging in there, right? Just continue hanging in. Anyway, I also miss hanging out with friends. I know you guys miss it too, right? Going out to parties, fun places. You go out with your boys, you go out with your girls. You guys just don't talk about a whole lot of interesting stuff. Go to work, markets, everything. Different buzzing and everything that happens in the streets. Everybody missed that already. This life. Chai. Wow. Well, social media has actually been very interesting, you know. Different things that have been on social media just to help kill the boredom. We have different challenges and bingo challenge. Like, it's like everything, everybody just comes up with new ideas just to break the boredom. You know, the bingo challenge is with some write-ups and small boxes where you take the ones you've done before, either in your tertiary institution, never have I missed a class, never have I done that, and all of that. So all of that actually helps to kill the boredom. I never really played any of that once before, not because I don't want to, but it's like people don't like me. They used to send it to me. Please, if you send it to me to let me play, I'm bored. But one challenge I still don't understand is the don't rush challenge. Like, I don't understand it. What does it mean? Seriously, guys, like, I do not really get the whole don't rush challenge. Anyway, Sha, thumbs up to the brain behind all these challenges. It helps to break the boredom, to swallow your pride, and do the challenges. For those of you that are feeling big and think, these challenges are for children and none of that, just participate in it. I mean, it's just to break the whole boredom and just be happy and have fun at the end of the day. Alright, guys, till next time, but do not forget to send in your comments. Tell me what you do or the things you are doing to break the boredom, and how many challenges have you participated in so far? And this one is special reference to the guys, please, just me. Have you been coping with all the football leagues, all the football season? Has it been like, have you been coping? Seriously, please send me your comments, let me know how you've been faring. Thank you for listening, and spread the gospel of the podcast. Don't forget, stay safe, and also stay safe in your prayers. To all the Christians listening, happy Good Friday. Bye, y'all. Catch ya.